tuned to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. And we have in our studios today, and we're actually taping the show today, the Bee Lady. And you're going to tell us why, I'll bet.
Yes. Okay. At the very moment that this is airing, Steve and I will be up in Hackensack, Minnesota. That's about 4 hours from our house.
It's, so Saturday morning.
Yeah,
this will
Saturday
replay
morning,
on,
yeah.
on Monday also.
Yep, that's true. Yeah.
But you'll have all your little guys all tucked away.
Yep, we're making the trip up to pick up our bees. So then we're going to load them all into the car, and theoretically they are in wooden packages. And
really, like little boxes?
Or? Yeah. Yeah, kind of all squished together, about maybe 10,000 per package, and we'll have five packages. So we're going to drive home then for 4 hours with 50,000 bees in the car with us.
Now, do you put them do you have like an SUV and you put them behind you? Or?
Yeah, it's an SUV, so they're just going to be in the back of the SUV. And there's always rogue bees. You know.
Oh, that get out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, in fact, when you go to pick them up, you kind of have to be used to being around bees because they're just flying all over the place. Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
Now, can you hear them buzzing in the back, too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They won't buzz you to sleep or anything.
No, maybe the opposite. No, I just the idea of riding home for 4 hours with 50,000 bees in the car with us is kind of an exciting thought.
There could be a movie in that. It sounds like a four movie show or something.
Yeah. Yeah, the bees escape.
Yeah, yeah, that's bees escape. 50,000 of them in the car. Oh, no, oh, no. So, wow. Well, that's kind of neat. And then you take them home and you put them in their hives, and that's...
Yeah, yep, he has hives all prepared. We're getting half of our bees from one place and another half from another location. You take them and you take the box. I'll tell you more about it maybe after I've done it next week. But you shake them out into your hive that you've prepared for them, and you've got the frames all ready for them. And there's a queen, and she's in a little tiny little container with a plug made out of candy. It's like a miniature marshmallow, basically. Mm-hmm. And so she lives in that little container with bees, because they've been put together, but they weren't originally like from a hive together. So they have to get acquainted with each other, and they have to get used to her smell. They have to accept her. So it takes a few days for the queen to eat her way out of the little container that she's in. Mm-hmm. And by that time, and then the bees are usually off and eating from the other end too. By the time she emerges from this little container that's in there, they've gotten used to her, they've accepted her, and then she is now their queen. And and then they live to take care of her and provide for her, and then she lays all the eggs.
So so she has about 1,000 attendants? About, is that
10,000 to start with?
Well, how would you like to have 10,000 people waiting on you?
And they do everything to protect her. Yeah, in the winter time, you know, when it gets cold, they all create this ball around her to keep her warm. And they really do. There are guards at the door, you know, of the beehive, and they protect their queen. Yep.
Yeah, wow, neat. Yeah. So that's the bee report, and it will have part two of it now next time you come in, because we'll have to talk about, you know, how you ride
home.
The trip home with 50,000 bees in the back of your car went.
Woo.
Oh.
Yeah, we live life on the edge.
There you go. Sounds like fun, though, because I know the honey each year is, you know, we sell it out. You bring it in here and we sell it for you, and it doesn't last very long.
Yeah, yeah.
It buzzes
fast.
Right out of here.
Yeah.
Well, let's go into the Hastings Weekly Update.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I'm pleased to tell you that the interest rates, we were sensing that they were kind of moving up just a little bit. Well, they're up just a hair, but not that much. Okay. And so you can get a 30-year fixed rate, a normal conventional, just a little over 3%, which,
that's still a great price.
Yes, absolutely. And there are still rates, like if you want to get a 15-year fixed rate, conventional, they're in the twos, mm-hmm. so under 3%. So there are still some fantastic rates. And if you haven't refinanced, you've got to do that now. There are some situations where you wouldn't, but in most cases, even if you have something at 4%, you're probably going to come out ahead by doing a refi. So yeah, give me a call and I can put you together with a great lender that can do that refi for you. And of course, if you're a buyer, the rates are just fantastic.
And if you're a seller, the prices are there.
Yeah.
this is the time for real estate.
This is the moving and shaking time.
It is.
That's for sure.
Pam, what is your phone number?
It's 651-319-1298.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or if you want to call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam.
Yep.
You're the only Pam there.
Yep.
Or the bee lady.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
the one that has $50,000 in her back.
In the back of the car.
In the back of the car.
Ooh, yeah. And, like you were saying, this is just a move and shake in time. And shortly before I came in, I pulled the most recent numbers, for Hastings. And, there's 18 to 20 live ones on market right now. And then you'd say, oh, boy, you'd hope or expect there to be more. But there are 44 houses that have gone, either most of those are in pending or that have sold just in the last 30 days, which means the houses are coming on market. Mm-hmm. They just go pretty quickly. And so it's not that there's just 18 to 20 houses on the market right now. Mm-hmm. There have been in the last 30 days 44 that were on market that have already sold. So, and that all goes to say,
how does that compare, like, say, this time frame a year ago, the same time frame?
There are fewer houses on the market, live on the market.
Yep. And that's driving up the prices? Is that a fair
statement? I'd say that it's driving up the prices a little bit, yeah.
Because I hear that the prices of homes are just going up phenomenally.
Yeah. And so when you are a buyer, that's why it's so important to be working with an experienced agent, because you have to find that balance between not overpaying for your home, but paying enough for it that you're going to be able to get it.
That you can get it, yeah.
And, that brings up an important thing, because that's, I'll just go right into what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, our topic, what the heck do realtors do, part 10.
Yeah, and we're heavily into the buyers right now and what I do for the buyers. And I was starting to talk about what we do for the buyer when they're out house shopping and, writing the offers and getting an accepted offer and, getting a contract. And I just wanted to mention that right now it can be very, very competitive for buyers. And you hear about buyers that have written offer after offer after offer and still not gotten one accepted. And I just wanted to say that there are things, and I actually, on the air, am not going to say what all these things are, because I don't want to give it away for the competition.
For your competition, yes.
But there are things, a number of things that you can do to make your offer very, very appealing other than the price. There are, because there are other things that the buyers are looking for. Just as an example, that recent one, I think I might have mentioned it, a condo that I sold fairly recently. Maybe I hadn't talked about it. And there were, oh my word, multiple offers. And some of the offers were surprisingly high. And not only high, but I thought, oh my word, they're never going to appraise. But two of those offers that were exceptionally high, both of them said, if it doesn't appraise, we are willing to come up with the cash to make up the difference.
Really?
So, so that was huge. But you know what? My buyer didn't take the highest offers. And the reason was, one of the buyers said, you know, we have a house to sell. And my seller said, well, what is it that you're selling? Because it hadn't come on market yet. And they described it to him and showed him, we showed him some pictures, and they said, that looks kind of like what we're looking for. And bottom line, they ended up swapping houses.
Oh.
So when it's all said and done,
wow.
The seller got a fantastic deal because he didn't pay the highest amount. Mm-hmm. But my seller also got a fantastic deal on the house that he was buying. So you get creative sometimes.
How often does that happen?
That is a first for me.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild. We're closing on it real soon here, so
wow.
Pretty exciting.
Neat.
Yeah. So all that to say, if you are a buyer, work with an experienced agent that's going to help you get that house. Yeah.
Before we go a little farther here again, this is Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realtor. Our realtor today, realtor today, is Pam Collins. And Pam, what's that number again?
Give me a call anytime, 651-319-1298.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so should I just keep talking?
Yep, keep rolling.
Oh, so bottom line, what I was getting to here is, you know, you do your shopping for the house, and then you write the offers. And So that's what I do. I help you to write the offer, and I try to make it the most appealing offer that I can. And I work really closely, usually with your lender, with what type of financing it's going to be, how long it's going to be before you can close. Sometimes you might be able to close really quickly. And then, of course, if you're working with my lender that has that guarantee, you know, if they can get you through underwriting, we can guarantee that if it falls apart because of the financing, which it won't, the mortgage company will pay the seller $12,500.
Really?
Cash in their pocket. Yeah.
Ho-ho.
So that's really kind of a good.
They're sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And then during that process, there's often quite a bit of negotiation that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they call for highest and best. And so you have to really think through what you're going to offer, because there's usually not much counteroffering that goes along with that. But if there is a counteroffer from the seller, then you have to kind of think that through. So there's a lot of negotiating on your behalf that I do as your seller's agent. And it's always done with your best interest in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then finally, you know, you put in the offer, you negotiate, and this may happen several times if it's typical of other people in the market. And finally, they do accept your offer. Woohoo! That's a happy day. And then what happens, it's called final acceptance. And that means that, okay, when you wrote the offer, you signed everything. And then when they accept your offer, they sign on the same contract. Sometimes there's a counteroffer, there's an extra signature or two that has to be done. But then when I get that back from the agent, we are final acceptance date. And that is the official date of the contract. And for example, if you're going to have an inspection done, everything starts based on that day, the final acceptance date. And the crazy thing is, a lot of the buyers now are even writing offers without having an inspection, which is a little bit scary. But there are, if somebody wants to ask, I can talk to them a little bit about that, you know, individually.
Right.
But so the final inspection, that starts, and then, of course, everything sets in motion at that point.
Starts moving, yep.
Yeah, and then my job, that's when I really jump into action, because we have to collect the earnest money from you and get it to the seller, or else you can use trust funds, which it just does it electronically, which is kind of nice, kind of easy. Mm-hmm. There's a little fee for it, but it's not very high. And then I have to get copies of the contract to the lender, to the title company, to the, file with the office. There's a lot of paperwork, and there's like this flurry of activity that goes on right away. You know, you have to schedule your inspection if you're going to do it. And then the title company is going to be asking for information from you. The lender is going to be asking for information from you. And there's always one or two more documents that you have to sign. There's just a busy, busy, busy time right then. So we talk to each other quite a bit, and mm-hmm. email and text and stuff like that. And then everything kind of settles down for a little bit, for mm-hmm. a week or two or three, depending on how long it is until closing. The most common amount of time would be about a month.
I was going to ask you what the common time frame is. Yeah. And it seems like, about a month or so.
About a month, sometimes 45 days. It can be done shorter than that, mm-hmm. and it can go on longer than that. Mm-hmm. But that would be the most typical, 30 to 45 days, say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. and I watch, there are some behind-the-scenes things that as the realtor I'm watching for. For example, I'm watching to see that the listing in the MLS gets changed to sold, subject to inspection or the right of rescission or whatever. I kind of keep my eye on that because I need to make sure that the other agent is doing his job too. Mm-hmm. And then during that time, I'm staying in really close contact with the lender to make sure that everything, the process is going as it should. And that is one reason why it's so important to work with a local lender, mm-hmm. somebody that you can talk to in the evenings, talk to on the weekends if something comes up, that can take care of things, that's accessible, that will answer your questions, that cares, that knows you personally. That's really, really important. And speaking of inspections, by the way, I have a list of, I think, maybe 8 inspectors that we've compiled in our office that we all kind of know and mm-hmm. trust and mm-hmm. And so I give you that so that you're not starting from scratch when it comes to that. If you're buying a house in the country, there's a few other things that need to be taken care of. There's, the septic and the well. Exactly. And uh-huh. and those are really important, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you'll have to get those disclosures, and you have to get them approved.
Yep.
And same if you're buying a common interest community, a townhome or a condo, there are some additional association documents mm-hmm. that have to be taken care of. But I walk you through all that stuff, and that's kind of what I take care of. And guess what? Next time we meet, we're going to finish it up because we're going to talk about closing.
Talk about closing. One final time. How can folks get a hold of you, Pam?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
And I expect the next time we get together, you're going to say it was just such a lovely time buzzing back home with the bees.
Yep, it was sweet.
Yeah. Wow. Well, there you go, Juan. You got me. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtor, Pam Collins. If you'd like to get a hold of Pam, folks, her phone number is 651-319-1298. Or you can call Edina Realty Office of Hastings at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam. This is KDWA Hastings.